Chapter 6. Tarzan was used to learning new languages. He learned human and ape languages when he was still a baby. He was determined to learn the language of these little ant men so he could find out about their lives. The king ordered some of his men to teach Tarzan, and every day he had lessons. Eventually, Tarzan became familiar with the language and understood the king's words. Living among the little people was quite difficult for Tarzan. A small army of men on deer rode in front of Tarzan when he walked anywhere. This is so he did not step on the little men and kill them. They also had to build him a giant place to sleep. When Tarzan spoke, he had to speak quietly, so his voice was not too loud for their little ears. Each day, Prince Komodo Florensel would talk to Tarzan. He told him this city was in the country of Minuni, and the inhabitants were called Minunians. All the people in the country were very tiny. The men of this city, Trohanodelmachus, were enemies with the people of Veltiopismascus. They often fought wars against each other. Tarzan enjoyed living with the Trohanodelmachusians and learning about their lives and their traditions. He also enjoyed his new friendship with Prince Komodo Florensel. One day, Tarzan was relaxing when he heard a low, deep noise. It came from the soil, and he placed his head on the ground. It was getting stronger now, and suddenly he realized what it was. It was an army, a small army of Minunians, and it was heading west towards them. It must be the Veltiopismascusians, and they were coming to attack the city. Quickly he went to the king and Prince Komodo Florensel and told them what he heard. "I can hear an army coming from the west," he announced. "It must be the Veltiopismascusians, and they will be here within an hour." Prince Komodo Florensel was in charge of the army. He would lead the conflict, and Tarzan would join them in battle. Thousands of their Minunians came from the domes and gathered quietly in front of them. Tarzan listened carefully. The noise from under the ground had stopped. "Have they ended the attack?" asked Tarzan. "Minunians never end an attack," the prince laughed. Then Tarzan looked towards the west and saw thousands of the Veltiopismascusians. They were all seated on their deer and were lined up on the hill. Tarzan tore a large branch from a tree. It was a better weapon than the bow and arrow. With the branch, he could beat many Minunians at once. "Be careful, Tarzan," warned the prince. "I am fine," answered Tarzan, and waved his branch. "I do not fear them." "Remember, you are only 4 times bigger than them," the prince continued, "and many of them will try to attack you." "Good luck," said the prince. "I hope to see you again after the battle." They waited for a few minutes. All was silent. Eventually, Prince Komodo Florensel raised his left arm and the Trohanodelmachusian's deer jumped into battle. At first, Tarzan pushed away the enemy with his branch and killed many men. Despite his size, they could attack him easily. They used their swords and aimed at his legs, and he began to feel tired. He could no longer use the branch as the Veltiopismascusians climbed all over him. Tarzan used his hands to pull them off and threw them away. But still they came. The deer jumped onto him, and suddenly Tarzan was on the floor. He was covered with Veltiopismascusians, and now they all attacked him with their swords. His body was red with his own blood. He grabbed at them, but he was aware that he could not win. He was completely surrounded. The Veltiopismascusians and their deer ran all over his body as he lay on the ground. He tried to rise, but it was impossible. Tarzan heard the shouts of the battle, and then the world went dark. He could no longer fight. Chapter 7. When Tarzan woke up, he was lying on a dirt floor. He was in a very large room with an enormous high roof. The room was lit by 2 giant candles. When Tarzan tried to move, he realized his arms were tied behind his back. He managed to sit up and looked around him,